The rest of the story. Jose de la Mora began his athletic career as a runner. It was a grammar school track meet, in fact. Jose's first grade teacher entered him in the 50-yard dash, and Jose finished last. And yet that day was born in him a competitive spirit which has remained undiminished. Jose would try different sports. He played in the American Youth Soccer Organization for a while. He even shattered his school's record for pull-ups. Now at the age of 15, a sophomore at Lowry High in Winnemucca, Nevada, he has begun to attract nationwide attention as a wrestler. Lowry, by the way, has won 6 state wrestling championships in the last 11 years. I want to repeat that. Lowry has won 6 state wrestling championships in the past 11 years. Jose's coach says you've seen nothing until you witnessed De La Mora's lightning-fast double-leg takedown. If he can get to an opponent's legs, it's all over. And yet, if I've not mentioned that Jose is also in possession of last year's Outstanding Wrestler Award, knowing that in itself would mean nothing unless you knew the rest of the story. It was December 1990. Nevada's Ely Wrestling Tournament, that's the big one. Jose de la Mora obviously will compete. It's half an hour before the matches start in a darkened hallway outside the gymnasium where the tournament is about to be held. 2 boys are talking. One of them is Tyler Whitmore from Moapa Valley, the most devastating wrestler in his weight class. The other boy is Jose de la Mora. They've never met until now. Quickly, they become friends. Surely it began as mutual respect. Now, somehow, it is friendship. As the 2 boys talk wrestling holds and hopes beyond high school, Jose says, quote, I'm going to be a lawyer someday. As the boys go on in the tense moments before they may become determined opponents, the other boy, Tyler Whitmore, begins to see past Jose's undeniable athletic ability, past that to the real secret of De La Mora's success, a world-class unconquerable heart. Now the tournament's underway. Tyler and Jose, secretly dreading a mano-a-mano confrontation on the mat, proceed through their competitive rounds. But before they must face each other in all-out combat for the big prize, Jose is defeated in another match, and Tyler goes all the way and finishes first. Now the tournament is over. Judges will vote for the most coveted honor of all, Outstanding Wrestler of the Year. And when the ballots are cast and counted, it's Tyler Whitmore who is presented with the plaque. But, now wait a minute, after accepting it, immediately after, Tyler walks directly out to where the others are sitting. He walks up to Jose de la Mora, and Jose smiles and shakes Tyler's hand, congratulating him. But then, without hesitating, just as Jose releases his own hand, Tyler thrusts the treasured award into Jose's hand. And he says, you deserve this more than anybody in the tournament. Well, probably he's right. For you see, Jose's mother was a farm worker when she was pregnant with him and was exposed to certain pesticides which caused, the doctors say, a certain birth defect in Jose. And that's why in soccer he can use only his fists and in running only his hands and his arms. For Jose de la Mora, the extraordinary high school wrestler, stands 3'3". Although from the hips down, he has no legs. No legs at all. Now you know the rest of the story.